You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are certainly living in unprecedented times. And as my dad mentioned last week, people are panicking. A few weeks ago, I was driving down US 1 coming from an on-site, and I was listening to the Rush Limbaugh show, and I heard him talking about people hoarding toilet paper and toilet paper flying off the shelves. And I pulled into Sam's and bought some toilet paper. And it's a good thing I did, because I've been there a few times since then, and there hasn't been any toilet paper. In fact, that's even with them limiting when they do get it. You can only buy one box per person. Also, we've seen bread flying off the shelves. Many times, no bread in the stores, little to no meat, little to no eggs. And this is, again, with limits on how much you can buy. We've seen the government, actually governors, shutting down businesses, telling them to not open. And even California's governor telling his people to all stay inside their house. We've seen in some states, even in fact, non-essential medical procedures being canceled by order of the governor. Yet, in most of those states, abortion, which is an elective procedure, is still going on. Babies are still being killed. In fact, more preborn children are killed in America each day than very likely will die from this virus here in America. Yet, we don't see national emergencies. We don't see state of emergencies. We don't see declarations. We don't see the government coming out in force to save and protect these innocent human lives. In fact, I was listening. It was either the governor of New York or the mayor of New York. I believe it was yesterday, saying, if we save just one life, it'll all be worth it. Yet, the lives of these preborn children are expendable to many of those, and whether they're a Democrat or a Republican. By the way, you can go to personhoodflorida.com. We do have a petition to Governor Ron DeSantis to shut down the abortion clinics, because he has issued that elective procedures should be terminated or should be canceled, but he has not terminated the killing of innocent blood, the shedding of innocent blood through abortion. We've even seen in some states governors ordering churches to shut down and to not operate. Some pastors have actually defied those orders, including a Louisiana pastor who defied a state order and held a congregation or a service with about 300 people. This is Pastor Tony Spell. He stood in the pulpit of his Louisiana church and delivered a message to hundreds of worshipers before him and his believers around the world. By the way, the police actually came, and the police threatened him to bring out the National Guard if he didn't stop worshiping God. And he said, you can bring them out, but I'm not going to stop. We're going to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. And that may not be the exact words he said, but he said, bring it on, baby. And the National Guard actually, the police actually asked the National Guard to come out. And as I understand it, the National Guard actually refused to come out to shut down a church. By the way, it's unconstitutional for the government to have any any say over the church. He went on to say, he said, I want to encourage the religious world tonight. Amen. Keep going to church. Keep on worshiping God. The church is a hospital for the sick. It is a place of healing for the brokenhearted. And in our own state, we haven't had an order to stop church, yet many churches have voluntarily stopped, including some of the oldest churches in our city. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. In contact. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio. I'm your host, Brian Longworth. This is a new show on WCNO, but it'll be heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour. We are here ready to answer your computer questions. So if you have computer questions, well, give us a call so we can answer them. 772-340-1590 is the number into the studio. We can answer your questions. We also are streaming this show live to our Facebook page. And you can also not only watch the show, but also not only hear the show, but also see the show. That means sometimes you'll be able to see into the studio here. You'll be able to see into the studio at the radio station. And you'll be able actually sometimes to see my desktop screen where I can show you the steps that I go through to resolve computer problems. You can also, from the Facebook page, type your computer questions into the comment section if you don't want to give a call to 772-340-1590. Now, to get to our Facebook page, you go one of two ways. Either go to facebook.com, search for a Faster PC. We have just under 23,000 likes. You can also go over to our website, which is at afasterpc.com. That's afasterpc.com. Click the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page where you can see the show and hear the show. Now, if you want to give a call to or contact a Faster PC, we're located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Remember, when you have computer problems, remember that a Faster PC solves computer problems.
If you don't have a Facebook account, you can create one. If you don't want to use your real name, you can use a fake name. It doesn't matter. But listen, we're ready to answer your questions. Also, it gets even better because in the shop today, we have technicians standing by ready to work on your computers. You can bring your computers on in, 7190 South US 1, right next to what used to be Johnny's, right next to the brand new Dollar General. And remember, when you have computer problems, you need a Faster PC. All right, and we are back, ready to answer your questions. Give us a call at 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. We are here ready to answer your questions.
And also, we are trying to get the live right now.
We are having a little bit of issue with the live stream. I'll have to see if we can get that going. If not, in fact, I mean, it says we're streaming at 30 frames per second, which is good for streaming. But for some reason, it says fetching video stream, and there's nothing there. So I'll click go live, and we'll see what happens. Now, if the video doesn't actually come over, what'll happen there's a video. For whatever reason, the video was not there before I actually started that. So thankfully it's there. I was going to say, you know, if we can't get this going, I am recording it and we'll get that up later. But hey, you know what? It's even better when we're streaming it live, because some of the things that we go over, and you know, we're here to answer your questions, and some of the things we go over as we're answering computer questions, we'll actually be able to show you the steps that we go through to resolve those computer problems, and we'll be able to show you those steps on the computer itself. And one of the things we're going to be talking about a little bit today, I know, you know, we're in, still with the issue of coronavirus. And last week we actually talked a little bit about how you can use Skype. We're actually using Skype right now to connect to two different radio stations, and that's pretty successful. So we're streaming actually right now to through Skype. We're streaming our audio over to WPSL and also to WCNO that we started simulcasting to a few weeks ago, and a lot of people are using Skype even. As we mentioned last week, for doctor's appointments even, and this is something that there was some new regulations, or there were some regulations that really kind of prevented this from happening more often. But President Trump and probably I don't know if Congress did it or if it was just President Trump directing the Department of Health and Human Services to loosen up those requirements and those regulations to allow people to be able to actually use Skype. So you can actually go back and look at that video on our Facebook page. And again, you get there one or two ways. Either go to facebook.com, click on the link, or just search for a faster PC. You'll see our page. We have almost 23,000 likes. And please check it out. Watch the video, and you can watch last week's video. You can learn. You can learn from that. You know, if you wanted to learn a little bit about Skype, a little bit about how to install it. In fact, we could even go over that a little bit today. But one of the things we wanted to kind of focus on a little bit today is with seniors. And you know, I know I have actually been shopping for my parents. I typically go shopping with my parents, but lately, a lot of times my wife's been going out. Yesterday there, I went out by myself, and sometimes I go out by myself, especially if there's not a lot to buy. But you know, it gets a little bit tricky to push two carts through the grocery store. Just a little bit tricky. And I was able to go yesterday because I had stuff on the bottom part of the cart in the part where children sit sometimes, but we got it all done. Was able to divide it all up. So that's pretty cool. Now I am here again. We've been doing this the last few weeks, over with Alan Love, and say hello, Alan, to the crowd. You can't hear him. Okay, hey, hang on just a minute. He's saying he can't hear you. So go ahead and get it. Keep talking here, or okay. start over.
Problem with my mic. Okay, are we?
You're good now.
Okay, I'm gonna again say everybody good morning and welcome to a Faster PC. Brian has a very interesting topic this morning that we're going to discuss. It's going to be talking about helping seniors do things on the internet and generally, and also how to use the internet to pass some of the time away, because most seniors are now staying in their homes, which is the thing that our advisors in Washington and in Tallahassee are advising us to do. So that is a very good thing. And Brian, one of the first things that we can talk about is just how a senior can use the website to find things on the website that they might need to be able to check if stores are open or if they have products or even home delivery. So why don't we begin there, Brian?
Yeah, so what we are going to be talking about that today. We're going to be going over, and one of the things that's kind of nice, and I don't know if anyone out there has taken advantage of this, but there are senior hours that a lot of the stores have added senior hours, and this is something that with the senior hours, they've become very popular. In fact, the people at the stores that work at the stores, and also my mother-in-law, who has gone to some of those senior hours, she has told me that the lines are just very big. A lot of people really waiting to get in, and of course, this is really a good time for a lot of people, because the seniors, if you're a senior and you're staying at home, you're staying away from other people, chances are you don't have it. And if you're shopping with other people that are doing the same thing, there's a good chance. And you know, typically these are right at the beginning of the day. So the store has had time to sanitize, things and make sure that things are as clean as they can make them. So that's really a pretty cool thing to be able to do. And we are going to be today on the show, we're going to be talking about that. We'll be, of course, answering your questions. You know what? If you have questions that aren't on the topic that we are talking about, that is fine. We will still answer those questions. Now, the questions are computer questions. That's what we're looking at here is computer questions. We want to be able to answer your computer questions, to be able to resolve your computer problems as well. You know, sometimes we can actually give you the steps to go through to actually resolve a computer problem on your own. So that's something that we will actually look at today. We'll be going over, and one of the things again we're going to be going over, the various shopping times and shopping hours. Now, it's different for different stores, and all of the stores on their websites they have news releases with the hours that they have, and we'll get all those hours for you. I have links for them. Now, one of the things also we are going to be showing you, how you can actually use some of the delivery services. If you don't want to go to the store yourself, you have to use technology to some extent. You have to actually use an app or a website. We'll show you how to do that, because I know a lot of our listeners, they are older. A lot of our customers are older. We want to be a service for you here and to help you out in that. So right after we come back from that next break, we're going to take a break.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio, which is heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have computer questions, please give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. You can also type your question into the comment section on the live video happening right now at our Facebook page. You can head over to Facebook, search for Faster PC, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. Click the link to listen to a Faster PC, and you'll be able to see the show and hear the show. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC can solve any computer problems, from software installs, viruses, spyware, malware, to those annoying pop-ups, to QuickBooks, Medisoft, and Softin support. From wireless networks to hardwired networks, from small networks to large Active Directory networks and multi-site VPN networks. We can also connect all of your network-capable devices in your home or office, and we provide on-site and remote service. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1, next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie, and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, our number is 772-878-5978. Again, that's 878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie, and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. This is Brian Longworth, your host of A Faster PC Radio, and we're back ready to answer your computer questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't give us a call. Our number is 772-340-1590. That's at least the number to get your questions answered, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio is here ready to answer your questions. You can also watch the live video where you can hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to see into the studio. Sometimes you'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. And you'll be able to type your computer questions into the comment section. You can head over to our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC. We have about 23,000 likes. You can also, if you visit our website, afasterpc.com, you can click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page, where, again, you can type your questions into the comment section, and we can answer them live here on the radio right now. Now, in addition to that, I did want to let you know that today is Saturday, and on Saturdays, we have special things going on here at A Faster PC, including technicians that are standing by ready to solve computer problems. So we're open today until 2 p.m. And of course, we're here ready to answer your computer questions as well at 772-340-1590. Again, 772-340-1590. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Here, we're ready to answer your questions, so go ahead and give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. One of the things we were talking about right before we went out to the break, we were actually talking about how you can actually order. And last week, we talked about a little bit about how you can order on Amazon. And of course, Amazon is still delivering. By the way, Amazon and Walmart, Publix, they're all hiring. And I know a lot of people right now, if you are still in the the working age, a lot of people have actually been there. There's quite a few people that are either working from home or are unemployed, or they were laid off. So we're here, we can actually you know, there are actually companies that are hiring right now, Amazon, and they even have a local distribution facility here. And in addition, Walmart and Publix, they're hiring. There's probably other stores that are hiring as well. But one of the things that we did talk about is we talked a little bit about the senior shopping and also how you can actually order online and have the food actually delivered to you. So there's several ways that you can do it. And one of the things that's pretty cool about this is you can actually order the food and you can have it delivered, and you can actually pay for it, and you don't even necessarily have to interact with the driver that brings it out to you. You could leave instructions, for instance, for the driver to actually leave it at your door. And you could even, if you wanted to tip the driver, and you know, it might be a good thing if the driver did a good job, might be a good thing to tip the driver. But if you wanted to tip the driver, you could probably leave that in an envelope, or maybe even in an envelope underneath a doormat, and just let him know that it's there and it's for the driver. But there are several different companies that are actually providing this service, and some of them are linked up directly with various grocery stores, and they are DoorDash, Postmates, Grubhub, Uber Eats, and Instacart. And you could even check with your grocery store, the grocery store that you like to order things from. I know Instacart is used by several of the grocery stores, because I've seen their advertisement there at the grocery store. But by the way, I know one of the things I just want to address here just a little bit is the fear factor. Because we're talking about ordering something by using technology. And you know, Alan, we have customers. We have some of our customers, when they want to schedule an on-site, so they want to schedule for me to come to their house to work on their computer, they don't even pick up a phone sometimes. They'll actually drive to our store, walk in our store, and tell the lady at the front desk, which is either my wife or one of my wife's cousins, which is also my cousin because she's my wife's cousin and I'm married to my wife. But they'll say, hey, I want Brian to come out, and so they'll actually schedule that. Now, you know, today maybe you don't want to, you know, walk into our store. Maybe it's probably better, especially if you're older, just to give us a call, and you can do that right from the convenience of your own home. But we have some customers that are older that when they start to think about this, doing something with new technology, it's a little bit scary to them, and they're not quite sure whether they can handle it, whether they can do it. In fact, I've had customers that tell me that they don't have a smartphone because they're not smart enough to have a smartphone. And we do have here Alan Love. I know, Alan, you're a senior and you've been using a smartphone for a while. So you're not afraid of it. But I don't know, you know, when you first started using a smartphone and started installing apps, was there a little bit of a learning curve that you had?
I'm still learning, Brian. But the thing is that you provide a service. People can call your store, or people can go to your store, or listen to the program and call us here at 772-340-1590 and ask questions, like if you